Hi, everyone. You are listening to Matt and Jimmy on the Trivial Drinks Podcast. Even though our podcast uses alcohol, we want to encourage everyone to be safe and responsible. Use ride-sharing devices, taxis, or call a friend. But be safe out there, and now please enjoy Trivial Drinks.
Welcome back to the Trivial Drinks Podcast with Matt and Jimmy. This is a weekly podcast where we explore the wonders of both beer and trivia. Each week, we will introduce a new beer to our listeners and highlight some unique qualities of our beverage of choice. As we compete, points are earned both through consumption of beer and pieces of the pie acquired. At the end of 1 hour, the player with the most points will win the game. Ladies and gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
I love it.
Man, I love that intro.
Yeah, you know, I feel like at this point in time, I feel like we read it every time to make sure we get word for word.
Uh-huh.
But we're getting to a point where I feel like we're even kind of playing on it a tad.
A little bit.
Because, yeah, we've done this enough. We almost kind of have it by heart.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to have it close to your heart, you can buy a shirt with it on it.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
You know, merchandise.
I happen to know for a fact that they exist.
Really? Is that so? As I touch my shirt I'm wearing,
that provided says, to me. Ladies by. And gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
You know, it has a wonderfully awesome logo on the back, too.
What's that?
It's like six bottles, all different colors, says Trivial Drinks. It's
beautiful.
It's I like it. It's good. It's good stuff. Alrighty. Matt, it is that time of week?
Ish?
Month?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know how we would say that.
I don't know. It's time to get back to business.
It's National Beer Week.
It is National
All
Beer
Week. All right.
Tell us where our national beer is coming from this week.
The great city of Seattle.
Ooh, the hills yes. are the greenest green in Seattle.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, with everything going on, you know, I thought it'd be right that mm-hmm. we visit our friends in Washington and give them something to enjoy that they obviously have been enjoying since at least 1996.
No, I love Washington. It's one of my favorite states.
I'm gonna kill this name. I guarantee it. Elysian?
Elysian, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
God, I hope that's right.
Some people say Elysian, but Elysian. I believe it's Elysian.
I feel like when you say Elysian, it's like something you got on your body and you're trying to get it off.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, yeah. Jason Robards.
Yeah. Oh, poor Tom Hanks. Didn't he get an
yes!
Oscar for that one?
Way to go! I was wondering if you were getting
no,
that
No, oh, absolutely. Yeah. Philadelphia. It's one of the best.
It's a great movie.
Didn't he get an Oscar for that?
Yeah.
That was a good movie. I like that movie.
Well, I mean, it's got phenomenal acting.
Dude, if you're Tom Hanks and you can get Antonio Banderas, fuck yeah, you're obviously
Yeah, how did amazing. He pull Antonio Banderas?
I mean, honestly, I don't even get it.
Yeah. And that then Denzel.
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 I tell you.
Like
so I feel like when it comes down to the world of the Oscars, mm-hmm. there's the best actress, which is called the Meryl Streep. And then you have the best... The Streep, exactly. Yeah. And then they get the best actor, which is called the Denzel.
The Denzel?
It makes sense. Huh? I'm just my opinion. Anyways, back to the beer of choice for this week.
What do we have here?
We are doing the Elysian Contact Haze, which is a hazy IPA.
I love it.
Now, I love hazy IPAs. I think I've talked about it a couple times on the
show.
We
have.
It's a New England style IPA. While you get more of the aroma from mm-hmm. it, the taste you're getting is probably not as strong or even somewhat bitter as a normal IPA,
right?
You know, yeah. But before we get into that,
okay,
let's get into
let's talk
the
a little
brewery
bit about
itself.
Elysian.
So in '96, they opened a 220 seat beer hall.
Oh, nice!
In Capitol Hill in Seattle,
mm-hmm.
Which serves as their main brewery. Mm-hmm. You know, so that I thought was pretty cool. But then 10 years later. They opened up a place in like the Seattle Sports District area.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
down
called.
By,
yeah, they'll work
mm-hmm. down by where the Sonics should be playing.
Exactly. Yeah. I think they're called the Lightning.
What's up?
The Thunder.
Yeah, they're the Thunder. Now.
Yeah, that's yeah. it. Yeah,
I'm sure Oklahoma City is.
They're loving
just
every
as
minute.
Vibrant as
Absolutely.
Seattle is.
Absolutely. When I think Seattle and Oklahoma City, I think they're exactly the same.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyways. You know, I've actually heard there's word that they're trying to get another basketball team up there.
I've heard it, too. Just it's saying. Been rumored for years.
The hockey team might actually be there pretty soon. In fact, I might know there's an ownership team going up over there. I'm just saying. Yeah. Anyways, back
That'd
to this.
That'd be lovely.
But anyways, in that sports district, they actually opened the Elysian Fields.
Where
which
the chickens
is,
play.
What the what?
Seahawks. I'm sorry.
Seahawks. That, chickens.
Yeah, we're Niners fans here.
He's a Niners fan.
And Cardinals fans, I guess.
Well, I mean, yeah, I have to say, yes, I am a Cardinals fan.
Well, we support those who support us, and the
that
Cardinals.
That is true. Cardinals are definitely supporting me. I really appreciate that.
And way to fleece Bill O'Brien.
Holy hell! I don't know if you saw that posting from Mr. Keim where it sat there and said, you know, we were going to go after Watson, too, but we felt bad.
But we'd already offered up one washing machine for... They Flynn Tropic.
Bibble got new Whirlpools. It was great. So, yeah.
It's like
so,
he gave up one of the best receivers in the league for that?
What would you... I mean, no offense. I mean, David, appreciate you. Thank you for all your time. But I think we won. Yeah. I think the Cardinals definitely won in that deal.
Cardinals got a
you
good deal.
You got arguably one of the best, if not the best, wide receiver in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Next to Larry Fitzgerald. Next to Christian Kirk. And you're having the ball thrown to you from Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Who has been arguably said to be much like the, what the fuck is his name? Wilson.
Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson, thank yeah. you. I kept thinking Reggie Wilson. I was like, nope, wrong guy.
Shorter and not as accurate.
Actually,
that's not true.
That's not true. In his beginning, though, I mean, let's be honest.
In his out-of-pocket passes, he was actually incredibly accurate.
Absolutely. I mean, he's on the run. He can throw that ball quite nicely.
Which he has to because the offensive line is a sieve.
So that's the thing. I'm hoping with all the picks that we've got, we're going to use a lot of those picks and do what I wanted them to do last year, trade them off. And get offensive linemen. That's really what I'd love to see the Cards pull off.
See, here's what I would like. Because I'm a Niners fan, I would like them to trade those off and then take, like, punters.
We're going to pick up punters in the third round, which, you know, my Jaguars have actually done.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I'm having a hard time claiming the
Brian
Jets
Anger.
Right now. They really... sore spot,
let's not
sore
talk
spot.
About football. Let's talk about
back
beer.
Beer.
Elysian in Seattle.
Elysian Seattle. Seahawks. Anyways, just joking. We don't mean that. Kind of.
I do.
Actually, of all the fans that do come in the Cardinals, State Farm Stadium, it is the Niners fans that are assholes. Anyways.
I believe it.
They are. They really are. They start a lot of fights.
Those that can afford tickets are usually assholes.
That's true.
The rest of us that are normal.
Anyways, in 2006, they opened Elysian Fields, which was located in the Sports District, and it really became a kind of a must stop by and visit and enjoy before you go enjoy your time. But now it's actually used more of an innovation center for the different brewers for Elysian. You know, but 5 years later, they decided they wanted to ramp it up a little bit, and they opened a 35,000 square foot production facility.
Holy cow!
60 barrel brew house. 20 quadruple-sized 240 fermenters, 2 fodders, and a variety of whiskey and wine barrels for special projects.
Wow.
Seriously, they were going crazy with all kinds of stuff they were doing. But then in 2015, I think they went the way of Four Peaks, like here in Arizona, and they partnered with Anheuser-Busch.
That'll happen.
You know? Absolutely. But, I mean, they became part of their craft brands. You know, they really, you know, Anheuser-Busch is... really kind of, for lack of a better, the Disney of beers, I guess you could say. Where they go and say, hey, we'll buy this. We'll buy this. It's ours. Okay. And everybody still loves it. So
well, why not?
But, what's really cool, though, is in 2016, a lot of their stuff they do in Seattle, like, they still are running it all from Seattle.
Oh,
it's not
nice.
Like, okay, we're in St. Louis, but in Seattle. Or, I'm sorry, not in St. Louis. Germany in the Bev. Yeah.
Of course.
Of course, yeah. In 2016, they decided to expand another 33,000 square feet.
Wow.
Right? And they dedicated 14,000 square feet of that to just wood-aged product. So
okay, so stuff they're aging in barrels. And
exactly.
Okay,
so I'm nice. Like, wow, they really are still keeping that specialty brew projects going on there. It's not a matter of, okay, here's a portfolio, and pump it out. It's not that.
So they're still seems like doing the experimentation like you were
exactly,
saying.
Keeping it still craft, quote-unquote, like they originally started out being. But, again, today we are doing their Contact Haze, which is a hazy IPA, New England.
Love it.
IPA, it's a 6.6% year-round brew, you know, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get a little low bitterness, a little bit of raspberry, a little guava, passion fruit.
I like
very
all
floral,
those
very floral, you know.
As most hazy IPAs are.
They are, absolutely.
Aromatic.
Yes, very aromatic. Hops we're using are ones we've talked about before.
Okay.
And some I don't think we have talked about before. The El Dorado, we've talked about.
Yep.
Mosaic, we've talked about. Have we talked about Sabro?
No.
Right? I don't think it's the Citra?
Yes, we've done Citra.
We have?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I believe in another hazy another from Sierra Nevada.
Yeah. Okay, that's right. We did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. A little hazy thing. Yeah.
Yep.
And then the Sultana, and then also the Southern Passion. And then they use a male pale ale malt, flaked barley, and an alt malt, oat malt. I cannot talk.
That's awesome.
It's pretty good stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see kind of what this pulls together. I mean, I think when people think of Washington beers, they automatically think of Leeson. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's the Space Dust is usually what everybody goes towards.
Because
right?
that's I don't know if it's their flagship so much, but it's the one that
everyone knows.
Everyone knows.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Probably the most popular. Yeah. I love it. I love the name. Elysium was, you know, a place in Greek mythology that was reserved for heroes, kind of like their version sort of a Valhalla.
I think I remember reading that during my research.
Yeah. So that is
that's spelled it wrong, and that's how I found that.
But that's really cool. I'm looking forward to, I've had, you know, we've had Space Dust before.
We have.
Not on this
show. We've, you know, drank it before.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
The Glow IPA is actually pretty tasty too. I mean, if most people are aware of their product, it's the tiger with the glowing shooting eyes. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. I mean, that was the first reason I think I bought that one. Primarily because
it looks cool.
Badass logo.
Yeah,
you know, or badass can.
I have family up in Washington. I've been up there, and it's a great place to go drinking and eating.
Great food in Washington.
Seattle's fantastic.
Oh my God.
I'm excited to get into this beer.
I agree. Let's talk this can real quick.
Yes.
It's kind of got that trippy look to it, you know, like Dahl, you know, Salvador Dahl kind of might have been involved.
Yeah, a little Salvador Dahl. Yeah, I like
that.
Right?
But, you know, it's got like a head sitting there with the face being kind of cracked off, it looks like, and the brain sitting inside. It's all purples and oranges.
Okay.
A little bit of yellow going on there.
I like the eyes floating around, almost like the eye of Ra at times.
Yeah. Man, it's like I'm taking a trip on, what is it, Indiana Jones? What the hell? The Temple of whatever it's called.
Opened our doors in 1996 when bold art and music defined Seattle.
Ooh.
I'm sure that's a Nirvana reference, but
a little
that's fine.
Bit.
We
carry the same spirit in that way. We brew our beers.
I hate to be that guy, but I'm not a big Nirvana fan.
You know, it does smell like teen something. In
spirit?
Spirit could be that. Yeah, anyways.
That was the Meat Puppets.
Hold on, here we go. Hazy IPA. The Day the World Stood Still. It's a reference to the movie.
That's a good movie.
It is a good movie. Hold on, do you like the old one or the new one?
I like the old one better.
The old one better?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Keanu for the new one.
I do love Keanu. John Wick is...
amazing.
Fantastic.
1, 2, and 3.
Can't wait for 4.
Yeah. Ian McShane, you son of a bitch in 3. Anyways.
It was all
and
planned
I love
out.
Ian McShane.
It was all planned out. It's fine.
I'm just saying.
It's fine. And Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, Lawrence Fishburne's amazing in that, right?
The Bowery King.
He's amazing.
Yeah. An Iron Chef.
I tell you, John, I think it was a pretty fair fight.
It's great.
Such a great. That's one of the best lines ever. Yeah. The whole movie.
He's got this sword sticking out.
Sticking out right over his chest. That's a pretty good fight, eh, John. He's got that accent. It's horrible, you know? Oh, my God.
I could have. Have you ever seen the movie The Raid?
No.
Do yourself a favor. It's a fantastic action movie, and I don't know what country it's from. I think it's from South Korea, but I'm probably wrong. It's probably I think it's the Philippines. But
is the Chancellor in that?
The guys that he fights before he gets the Iron Chef, they're in there, and they have an incredible fight.
Sweet.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I'll check that out.
Check it out. Okay. Listeners, The Raid.
The Raid.
Check it out. It's not on Netflix or HBO, but I think you can find most of it on YouTube.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I'll check that out.
Fantastic fight scenes.
That's awesome. You know what we need to do?
Crack into this beer?
Let's crack into this beer.
Okay.
Let's pop this top.
I love that sound. It does? It's got a very citrusy and almost a... It smells almost like a rose at times.
It does a little bit, right? I honestly, smelling the beer, because that's what people do these days. It almost is like walking into a floral shop. It's really weird to say that, but it's true. Like they tell you, oh, the beer's got a bit of floral in it. No, this honestly
actually
has that floral aroma. This is really nice.
Which I've thought about doing when we brew our beer.
Using like rose petals and
like
shit?
Like a rose hip, yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
I think that'd be a good idea. Or like a lilac or a crushed lavender.
Dude. Oh, man. I'll talk to you about that
in a second. Here we go. To your health.
To your health, sir.
Oh, I was not ready for that.
That's really good.
Yeah. Did you get
pieces
of almost like fruit in there?
I don't think it's fruit. I think because the beer was sitting in the freezer, it might be ice. But
we'll find out in the next one.
We'll find out in the next beer.
Wow.
That is good.
A good beer.
That's really good. I don't think I want to drink that as fast as the last episode we did.
No.
But damn, is that good. That's probably a new fave right there. That's at least a 4.5 in my book on Untappd.
Oh, yep, I can see it now. That's a nice cube. Beer cube. Check that out.
Yeah, I got one right here, too.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good. It'll be tasty. I'll keep the beer cold.
It's that beer slushy.
The beer slushy we were talking about, E. All right, I'm going to let you roll the dice first.
Okay, you're going to
give... I'll let everybody know we're playing the Genus Edition here.
Six it is.
Matt's running a six. Let's just go ahead and flip that. Okay, three. I'm still not going first. That's great. Geography is blue. Pink is entertainment. Yellow is history. Art and literature is brown. Science and nature is green. And sports and leisure suits, thank you, Dad. Love you, miss you, is orange.
Very nice.
Yes, sir. Matt, you got a two. Where are we headed, sir?
Is that art and literature?
That is art and literature,
I'm going to head that way first.
Matt is going to geography.
But I'm starting on geography.
Geography. What is the highest mountain in the 48 contiguous?
It's the
contiguous. Yeah, the actual. Why don't they just say that? I get that part. You know, that's weird. contiguous United States.
Highest in the contiguous is
highest mountain.
Mount Whitney. The highest in the United States is Mount McKinley.
Every mountain.
Yes, you are. It's all in you. Anytime we reference Whitney,
it's a good time.
Oh man, I love.
And I will always be taller than you.
That's true. You will.
Sorry.
So I was cooking the other night.
What were you cooking?
I was making omelets because it's a Friday in Lent. So
I got you.
Yeah. So we.
Well played.
Even though I don't have my family fast, and you know, I do like I fast and. Like, I don't eat meat on Fridays, so...
Good call.
They've taken on that part of it. They won't eat meat, and so the kids are excited because that means, you know, waffles and...
Waffles.
Omelets for dinner.
Breakfast for dinner.
They're like, oh, my God! It's like I've got breakfast twice!
I hate to say it. Our kids do breakfast for dinner quite a bit, so they're kind of like, again? Yes, you like Eggos. What the hell's your problem?
Yeah, breakfast for dinner is fantastic. So I made my kids, like, a Denver omelet, except for the onions, because they're weird.
They don't like onions?
They don't like onions.
Oh.
Well... They do. They like the flavor of onions. They just don't want to see the onions. So if it's like in
onion
sauce,
salt.
Yeah. Like so if it's in like sauce where I cut it up real thin, or you know something like that.
Disagree. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But if they see it in something, like
whoa,
what are you trying to pass off onions on me?
I see some white onion right there.
Yeah, what
Dad.
Is this? Yeah.
Wow. Although they go full New Yorker on
Yeah.
What the hell?
Like,
what the fuck is this?
I try and cover it in cheese, and they're like,
whoa.
Is whoa. That whoa? That's a pepper. That, hold on.
Is that pepper under that cheese?
It's a sweet pepper. Calm the hell down.
Oh, don't tell Terry selling me peppers like the candy because you said sweets.
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
Try and put a carrot in this.
Jesus, eh?
But yeah, so
that's so funny.
They're little scamps.
So my daughter has tried to sell me on the fact that cereal is very different from papa. So what we call in our family, we're gonna have papa, which means food.
Potatoes?
It's food. Yeah, in our house. You know, okay, sit down, we're gonna have papa, which means dinner or lunch or food, right?
Whatever.
Cereal eating. Does not count. So I sat there this morning, I was like, hey, we're gonna have sit down and eat your papa. She's like, Dad, this is not papa. This is cereal. And I'm like, whatever, it's cookie crunch. And I'm like, it's cookies for cereal. I told her it's cookie crisp, you're right.
Yeah, delicious.
She actually looked at me and goes, this is cookies? Like she all of a sudden was Cookie Monster and like this is cookies? I can eat this. Nom, 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 nom. And she did. She ate it so fast. But before that, it took almost her 30 minutes to sit down and actually eat her cereal. Not Papa.
Yeah.
You know, her cereal. It blew my mind. I'm like, what the hell is your problem? Just eat your cereal, you know? I mean, don't get me wrong. My wife made a pretty good breakfast for us.
It
was, she does this these potatoes that she does. It's a mix between mashed potatoes and not mashed potatoes because she leaves the skins on, and there are some big chunks in it. But oh my God, it's so good. And she did it with her Corona chicken she made. And I say it's Corona chicken because she actually did it in a crock pot. Poured a ball of Corona in it.
2 weeks before you start tasting it.
Yeah, that's true too. It's infectious. I think I've caught it 6 times. It's pretty good. No, but no, she pours a ball of Corona beer in it. And it really retains the flavor. Honestly, it is. Yeah. It really is. Because, I mean, the beer in the chicken while it was in the crock pot,
Sorry, my God. Vin Diesel.
It was so good. Well, did I miss something?
Oh, well, you can have any beer you want as long as it's
Corona. Yeah, good call. Yeah.
Sorry.
Well played.
Corona chicken.
Sorry. But she did Corona chicken and then an egg across the top with a little bit of cheese.
That sounds delicious.
It was amazing. Oh my God, like I'm sitting here and I was like, oh, let's just do tacos for breakfast. We have it from leftover. It's no big deal. Don't work so hard. And she went and made this amazing breakfast. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. It was ridiculously good.
That sounds
good.
Amazing.
And my daughter wanted to have papa, which is what I was eating. I'm like, no, eat your cereal. Yeah. We fought for like 30 minutes. And finally, once I convinced her, you are having cookies for breakfast in your bowl.
What's the big deal?
Cookies? All of a sudden, nom, 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 nom. Yeah. Full on cookie monster.
Thank you.
I didn't even know where I was going with that. It blew my mind that it took her that long to get there. You know what I mean? So
I think anything that my kids eat quickly, that's something I mark down because they're the toughest critics.
Well, and that's the thing. I am not afraid of
Gordon Ramsay at all because I know if I can get these two little punks to eat something, it's got to be good. For the love of God.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
All right, we're 5 minutes in and we're hitting a pie.
We're only 5 minutes in. Wow. All right.
Well, I don't start the timer until we actually start playing. I guess good I should call. Start earlier.
No. You should. Sure. Yeah, we all, we're good.
It used to be on the classic edition. I knew shit, so we would fly through.
Be like, and game over in 45 minutes. Yeah. We're done.
Now it's I don't know anything.
Right? Okay, so we're in Art and Literature. What Shakespearean play features the line, "A plague on both your houses"?
Oh, that's Mercutio. He says that in Romeo and Juliet.
That is correct.
Yeah. After he is stabbed by that motherfucker Tybalt.
Tybalt should die.
Well. I do like how Shakespeare explains Rosalind in that one, though. She's baggage. We never even see her.
Exactly.
But fantastic.
This beer is so good.
It is. It's a really good
one. I like hazy IPAs. That's probably not a good thing that I like them so much.
No, it's the trend that it's moving toward. Actually, I had a really good, which I know you like too, I had a really good sour today.
Really?
Yeah. From a local establishment.
Yeah, the local establishment.
Well, it's in Lake Havasu, but it's a College Street, their Beauregard Sour.
The Beauregard is amazing.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Full on ridiculous amazingness.
So that's what I was, when I texted you, I was like, that was the best part of that meeting.
The first time I had it, I was working with my my partner, Otis. Mm-hmm. And him and I we enjoy hanging out with each other. We really do. So, I mean, when we're working, we're full on, we're focused. We are doing our thing. And, I mean, we're tag teaming it. We're making it happen, right? But as soon as we're off, let's go grab a beer, bro. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we go find a good place. We got a couple places we really like to hit up. But we were there for an extended amount of time, so we actually ended up at Yard House.
Oh, I love Yard House.
A couple times that week. So, and the Yard House, as we know, has like 100 taps.
Fantastic.
Amazing, right?
I would like to get our brand in Yard House.
I would love for that to happen. Oh my God, that'd be a dream come true.
Well, just this Trivial Drinks brand.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Absolutely. Yeah. But I mean, as I'm sitting there, I'm talking with the bartender at the time, and I'm just like, I want to try something different. I like sours. She's like, okay, you might like this. And I go, who's this from? She goes, College Street. I go, okay, if this is the Big Blue Van, I've had it. She goes, it's like it's Angry Sister. I'm like, what? I'll go ahead and take that. And I had probably two more after that. It was so good.
I got a Total Wine as one of my create your own six packs.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It was fantastic. It's so the best beer I've bought from there right now.
We have to do a podcast on it. I know we've done College Street, but at the same point in time, it's that good of a beer that everybody should be trying. It's a great sour, and it's a great introductory sour.
We haven't done sours yet, so
we haven't done one.
I had to go back through our discography.
I can't remember either.
I don't think we have. But I'm a little hesitant to go back to the College Street.
Why? Nobody is ever hesitant to go back to college, bro.
No, well, the last time we did Big Blue Van,
that was the perfect game.
That was the perfect
game. And I'm a little worried about...
why would you not go back?
Well, I'm a little worried about tainting the legacy.
There's no tainting the legacy. It's a totally different beer. You won it on Big Blue Van. It's not the brewery. It's the beer.
All right, well, let's do it.
Okay?
All right.
I'm just saying.
You speaking your truth to power. I'm on science.
You are on science. Science of nature, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. How do you write 69 in Roman numerals? How do you write 69, baby? That's right. I was. No, yeah, how do you write that
one
shit?
One X this way, one X the other way?
Oh, yeah. No, it's X and a Y, baby. Oh, yeah.
Let's see here.
Oh, yeah.
X-L-I-X?
Yeah, get on top of that shit, baby. Hold on. What is it? X-L-I-X? Hold on. Say it again.
X-L-I-X?
No.
Or LXIX.
Okay, we'll give you that. There you go. LXIX, yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I guess because that would be 49 if I did XLX. So correct. It would be LXIX. Do you want it?
No, it's yours. You got it. You can correct yourself. I'm all right
fucking
with that.
Duck.
Nah, I'm good, man. Aflac. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was you. All right.
You can talk?
Aflac. That's all you say. What actress died in... oh, Jesus Christ. What actress died in January 16th, 1942, when her plane hit Table Mountain near Las Vegas?
Oh, there's a...
I swear to God, we've had a question about this chick before.
We have, and there's a statue to her. It's, not a statue, it's more like a plaque, I guess, but... because you pass it when you're heading up to Utah. It's, Carol Lombard?
Carol Lombard. There all you right. go, sir. Well played.
God, man, that hurt.
Nah, you're good, man. It's all good.
No, I mean, it hurt right here. I was like, how many...
Stressing it.
Yeah.
Stressing it. Rolling again.
And rolling
and
again.
And rolling again.
It's a very nice... oh, my God. It's a very gentle roller. Again.
Gentle roller.
Ooh. Ma'am, geography, please.
Geography.
Oh,
here we go. What's the most common Spanish surname? How's that even? I just don't know. It's the Smith of Spanish people.
Okay, so we live in the Southwest.
See, where we were probably the minority at the school we went to when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the names that come up the most are Rodriguez, Martinez, and Garcia.
Garcia, yep. Perez.
Not even... I'm going with those three.
Yeah, those three are probably better, yeah.
Garcia, Martinez, Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, Martinez, Garcia, O'Mara, McQuaid.
Yeah, they all run together.
No, seriously, we were pretty much the minority at our school. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Definitely. Pretty much every school.
No, when I went to Greenway, I was pretty white.
A lot of white people there.
Yeah.
man. Actually, no people with all those names.
Me too. That's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a pie question, too. Shit.
Oh, shit, it is a pie question. I would like to take the time to remind you that there is a Huss Brewing. It's
Arizona Light.
Arizona Light.
Yeah, yeah, delicious.
I mean, you could go that route. Or you could chug what's ever near a beer and take a point loss.
Dude, that's, I don't know. You, this is not, it's not to be taken lightly. I'm gonna guess this one.
You're guessing?
Just based on people I know.
Okay, so you got Garcia,
Rodriguez and Martinez.
Martinez.
I'm going with Garcia.
Why are you going Garcia?
It's just, I think I've known more people with that name in this small
lifetime. I mean, I would just go
lifetime.
With the fact that we have a restaurant called Garcia's personally, but that's just
that's
me.
Delicious. I mean, it's okay.
It's not bad. It is what it is. If you
it's
go to the original bad. One, it's mm-hmm. fucking amazing.
Yeah. I'm more of a Bitsy Mamas fan.
Bitsy Mamas are fan. Fun. I like Valle Luna.
Valle Luna is really good. And they have a great happy hour.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Are you sure this margarita is only $1? Okay.
How much am I paying for this 22-ounce beer?
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Just bring me another one.
Yeah.
We would kill them. Oh, my God.
I think they've tried to kill me.
I believe that, too. It's probably true. It's like there's tequila with a splash of sour. Yeah,
just change the color a little bit.
Right.
Thanks.
Just yeah. Food. We'll do food coloring. Food coloring with ice and tequila. It'll be great. All right. So what do you want, Garcia?
This is an embarrassing story, but I once went on, before I met my wife, I went on a date to Valle de Luna. And,
hold on. Before you met your wife?
Before I met my wife.
Okay.
Long time ago, galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
And actually, we went to dinner there.
Ladies and gentlemen, please imagine the story being told in yellow lettering going upwards at an angle.
And I was nervous.
Yes.
And the date did not go well at all. Because I...
Did I meet this chick?
No.
No, okay.
No. I barely met this chick.
I can understand. That,
because I don't know. I have weird confidence issues at times. It's interesting.
The O'Mara charm is...
Not like very charming.
Legend.
Yeah.
It's legend.
But, yeah. So, I actually ended up drinking a little bit more than I probably should have. And ended up staying there.
I would too.
And then... calling a friend, and he came, and he drank more than he probably should have, and then we both had to take a taxi home. So yeah, that was didn't go well, but it was I had a good time. I had a good time after that.
That's good.
Yeah, and the food was delicious. So
always, yeah, right? Their fajitas are ridiculous.
As soon as they open again, support them.
Absolutely.
But yeah, Garcia, just because.
Garcia.
That's all I got.
Garcia is.
Hell yeah.
Well played, sir. Throw a pie in that shit.
Although, when we were kids, Martinez was the way to go.
Martinez would be the way to go. There's a lot of Martinez. This is where we went to school.
I mean, there was 12 of them at our school.
And, yep. And then the Rodriguez's. There was a couple of Rodriguez's. Mm-hmm. And then not a lot of Garcia's. There was a couple. Not a lot, though.
Yeah.
But not
Garcia's I met more after. Or actually before and then after.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
There's a...
How many Garcia's were at Borgade?
Quite a few.
Yeah, there's a lot, right?
And I have quite a few Garcias in my classes now.
Okay.
But also, there's a huge enclave of Garcias down the South Mountain region, which are fantastic people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very cool. They're just a beautiful family who I encourage you, if you do not know them, to go meet them.
Nice.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm on art and literature.
Art and literature. What poem begins, "'Twas the night before Christmas"? Seriously. Of all the things I might actually know. Not what I was expecting.
A Visit from St. Nicholas?
There you go.
Yeah.
I would get that.
Do you know
wrong.
The title?
No, I didn't know the title. I was way off. I was like, well, never mind. What did you think it was called? Huh?
What did you think it was
The Night Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's honestly what I thought. I was way off.
No. That St. Nicholas bastard.
That damn book. What the hell? They did it wrong.
Excuse me, they got this question wrong.
Hold on. Is A Visit from St. Nicholas?
I'd like a
it
recount.
It seems a bit religious, doesn't it? Can we get a more, like, you know...
I'm looking more secular.
Secular is good. Yeah. Yes. 'Twas the night before Christmas? Well, I mean, it does say...
Something the kids can get behind.
Night before Christmas. You know, fuck it. Go with it anyways, okay? And say it's from me. All right, have a good time. Yep.
Ricky Gervais is a...
Yes, absolutely. Why wouldn't it be from me? It's from... you ever see... was it? Muppets Most Wanted?
Yep.
Where he is Dominic Badgy.
Badgy? Just because I'm Badgy doesn't mean I'm Badgy.
Zingith.
Zingith is fantastic.
One step at a time, eh? you're on Sports and Leisure Pie here, sir.
I am. That was one of my favorite movies.
Which one?
Well, one of my favorite Disney
Wreck-It
movies.
Wreck-It Ralph?
Wreck-It Ralph.
That is a great movie.
Although...
Cross Sparrow Eggs between my thighs.
Thanks. the greatest Disney movie ever made. It's a Goofy movie, right?
Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
Greatest Disney musical ever.
No. I'm sorry.
Name me a better Disney song than Eye to Eye. You can't.
Okay, so Powerline is totally different. I don't.
Powerline's a bad motherfucker.
He is a badass motherfucker, but he doesn't. Okay, you can't base the whole movie of Goofy movie off of one good 5-minute scene.
Well, the great father son dynamic's fantastic too.
No,
it's not.
I am not a huge Goofy movie fan.
A father trying to understand his son, the son trying to understand his father.
I feel like the son barely tried to do anything in that movie, but Mia trying painfully has to go to a concert for this jet.
And he didn't understand his father until the very end. And he had a character shift.
His father did everything to make him happy. That's what I see.
That's You're a father, isn't that what you do?
I just feel like
trying to do everything you can to make your kids love you and accept you and learn from you.
I feel like there should be some give and take there.
I do too, but you have children. How was that give and take going?
I mean, she's a really good negotiator. At the age of three, she's got it pretty well figured out.
She is. So. I know.
I lose pretty much every time.
I understand really that. As do I.
I'm here, Matt. I don't know what to do. All right. What game is fatal to anybody over 21?
Blackjack?
It is blackjack.
That is a weird question.
I know. Fatal? I was like automatically like roulette. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's what I was Russian saying. Roulette was like, here? Come I don't on. Know. I've lost a lot on different games.
I know, right? Ooh. Yeah, throw a pie in that.
Ooh. I feel like I've just escaped death.
I know. I kind of feel dirty reading that question. Is that wrong?
That's the question you feel dirty reading?
That's right, baby. Don't worry. Where's that 69 question out of here, baby? I got it here.
May I have art and literature, please?
Yes. Oh, I need a new card for that one. What nonconformist abstract painter was dubbed the Jack the Dripper by Time?
Jackson Pollock.
Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, roll again.
I was like, oh, Jesus,
Jack the Dripper.
Jack the Dripper. Do you want to put those in the cooler? Or?
I don't know.
I mean, it's easy steps.
I mean, it's not like the microphone's going away from me.
Yeah, no kidding.
See, that's the great thing about it.
We have another art and literature question, please.
We have to be standing there, sitting at our microphone. Probably do sound better. Don't get me wrong; the quality might be there. But anyways, that's going to be the great thing about our show someday live. Art and literature. We already did that one.
I'm just waiting for some of these to open up. That's all.
Exactly. What? This is cool.
Okay.
Yeah. What does Wonder Woman have all over her blue shorts?
Stars.
That is it, sir.
Big Gal Gadot fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big Wonder Woman fan. I think we were talking about the brackets that we did, and
just to get out of the way. Sorry.
Yeah. No. She she came out of the DC side.
So okay. So in the world of Wonder Woman,
mm-hmm.
Gal Gadot doesn't really wear shorts. Gal Gadot wears a like leather, skirt thing.
Yeah.
So we're basing this more off of, like, what was her name? Linda Carter. So
one of my first crushes.
I was going to say, okay, so Gal Gadot or Linda Carter?
Wow.
I know. Those are two totally different Wonder Womans in my mind.
Yeah, they are. I don't know. Linda Carter is, I mean, they're both beautiful, but
she's iconic in a lot of ways,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she is.
But for a new modern take...
Oh, modern take has got to be Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot does a great job.
Yeah,
I mean, she really does own the modern Wonder Woman take and embodies what you would expect Wonder Woman to be. Linda Carter did that too. Don't get me wrong.
I agree.
Back in the day, before it was even the whole the push of feminism and whatnot. I mean, she really stood for a strong woman, in my opinion.
I agree, and I think while there has been this push for a strong woman, I think they still objectify women way too often. For instance, let's talk about Megan Fox in Transformers. Like, she is a pretty strong person, but think about every single shot of her in those movies. It's as a sex symbol more than
you mean
strong
a sexy
woman.
Big boob chick that looks pretty hot?
Yeah, I mean,
running
we
around
think
with robot cars.
Exactly. It's like so. I mean,
Michael Bay.
I think
it's either explosions or big bussy chicks.
Right.
Good call, Michael.
Yeah. No, we need to change how we view and we respect women. But
I think you can be, in my opinion, I think you can be respected and sexy at the same time.
I agree.
I think Gal Gadot does a fantastic job of that because I don't know anybody else's opinion, but this is my opinion. When I look at her portrayal of Wonder Woman, I'm still like, wow, she's freaking hot.
Yeah.
But when she's like fighting, I think it's almost like better.
Yeah.
I mean, as a guy, I feel like we always, for lack of a better, have been brought up to look at women in such a, I don't want to say sexual manner, but in attractive manner, I guess so whatever. Mm-hmm. But at the same point in time, I think you can be strong and sexy and strong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It can be one and the same in a lot of ways, I think also a perfect example, if you look at the progression of Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow from Iron Man 2 to her own movie that she's about to get right now.
That's pretty awesome.
I mean, it's been a complete change in just watching how her character has progressed.
Yeah.
You know, and she's been amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I agree.
You know, and I mean, yeah, I think the more and more we see of, like, for lack of a way, the women superhero movies come out. Like, my wife's favorite women superhero movie would be Captain Marvel. That's actually her favorite superhero right now. I'm like, you don't even like superhero movies. She's like, yeah, but I like her. And that's all what she liked. Brie Larson playing Captain Marvel and how she was,
you taking names, kicking ass.
And that's it. That's Captain Marvel. And that's what Brie Larson kind of brings to the whole story of it all. You know, and in the end of all, I mean, we were sitting here talking about it, is, yeah, Captain Marvel's pretty much the most badass of them all in the Marvel. I mean, she can kill, she can kick the ass of Thanos pretty easily.
She won the bracket.
Oh, did she?
She did. Yeah.
Which bracket was that?
That was our bracket.
Which one, though?
I mean, the DC versus Marvel.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
My kids are smart. Trying to raise them to be good human beings.
You know? Can't argue that. Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
It's hard.
In a world like today.
I'm in science. Yeah.
You're in science?
When they hear a bunch of dumbasses say weird things.
People suck. But we need you to listen to us. You get what we're talking about. What's the most widely used translator in America? Whoa.
What?
Yeah. Oh, my bad. Not translator. Tranquilizer.
I was like, Google Translate?
What's the most widely used tranquilizer in America?
Well.
Sorry. Not really a reader.
Not. This is not now.
I don't know. I'm so lost.
What's going on? It's probably earlier, so.
I'm in a contact haze right now, man.
Yeah.
It's definitely an issue.
Uh-huh.
Like, the beer has contacted my lips.
Uh-huh.
And at this point in time, I'm in what you call a New England haze.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I got some Indian Pale going to me,
you
too,
should.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely ailing. Definitely ailing.
Ailing from the Pale.
Ailing from ailing.
Now it's like OxyContin.
Yeah.
But let's see. What's an older tranquilizer? The Valium?
It's Valium.
Wow, all right.
Valium it is, man.
Way to...
Well, we'll play.
Way to be high.
Out, yeah. Way to pull out the historical...
Yeah, drug problems.
Drug problems going on there. That's awesome. Tranquilizers from the past, bro. I didn't know that was a study.
Right?
All right. He takes a roll. He's got a 3. Oh, history pie.
History.
Okay, here we go. Haven't answered one history yet.
No, I've been avoiding it because history has changed quite a bit since then.
Who said?
Uh-huh.
In the memory of our fallen president, we shall not fail. You got this. Or not. You got this, come on. Man, I even read it kind of like him. Sorry.
Like a white dude?
Well, most of them are.
Yeah.
It's weird. I think there's one that's not. And that's even questionable. Here, if it makes you feel better, I really like that one. In the memory of our fallen president, we shall not fail. Here, I'll read it like a different one.
Okay, that. Yeah, go ahead. Just all that you can.
In the memory of our president, we shall not fail.
This is really good. I mean, none of those presidents are dead, so that's impressive.
Thank you. Read my lips.
Ooh, okay.
In the prison... I gotta read from the card.
Read your lips. Okay. There's no new taxes.
Read my lips.
Uh-huh.
In the memory of our fallen president, we shall not fail.
I think I know who it is.
Do you?
Is that Bill Clinton talking to me?
It could be.
I appreciate you, sir.
Of course. I just want to know. I'm like a
tell close, your wife to stay off of Twitter.
Is she doing things again?
She's doing stupid shit.
It's okay. I'm doing stupid shit too. I'll tell you what her name is later.
Jesus Christ.
But I'm going to get her through college.
The Clintons didn't appreciate the Dream Foundation. Is it Truman?
That's where all the Iran money went, by the way. Anyways, is Harry Truman.
Yeah!
Good job, sir.
Oh, God.
You got that.
That was hard.
That was a hard one, right?
So, can I tell you where I went?
Yeah.
So, first I went to Lyndon Johnson.
Why?
Well, because after the Kennedy assassination.
True.
I was like, okay, that could be it. Then I went to, after Roosevelt died.
Yeah.
I went to Truman.
Okay.
And then I even went all the way back to, after the Lincoln assassination. To that, and I was like, no, that doesn't sound right.
So why'd you go Kennedy first as your fall-in?
Most recent.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I feel like Lyndon didn't give a shit, really. Kennedy died personally, but that's my opinion.
No, I think I'm using the popularity of the previous regime to push something through.
I gotcha.
But I didn't think, let's be honest, Americans, for the large part, have not given a shit about civil rights because they're terrible people.
What?
Yeah, so I didn't think it was the civil rights or Vietnam. No. Because I didn't think those were popular enough in the American understanding.
It could be better.
Because, you know, Americans are, for the most part, terrible people.
We could be better.
We could. Equality.
What?
That's for poor people. And then I was like, okay, well, maybe the push of World War II and the reconstruction of the world, that could work. Yeah, all right. I can see that. So that's where I went with that one.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I always go by Truman's speeches. He always had his diction was always very, for lack of a better way, straightforward, and I don't want to say loud, but that's the best word I can come up with at this time, you know?
Hmm.
You know, and very direct.
Yeah.
You know?
As a soldier, it makes sense.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, just based on what that says there, it's like, yeah, that could sound like Roosevelt out and Truman in. Hey, yeah. Pi, by the way.
Which, all right. For some reason, I can't get in there. There we go.
I mean, everyone has Trumps getting in the hole, man. It's okay.
It's fine. Okay. we have science, kids. Please?
What? Science and nature? What? So my wife doesn't listen to this. What flat area do you get by cutting a solid sphere vertically, horizontally, or on a slant?
You get a circle.
You get a circle.
Okay.
It's a circle. It goes around. Yeah, it's a circle. That was a crunch by Matt.
That was a super crunch.
Super crunch.
May I have a geography, please?
Geography. What is the holy city of Islam?
Mecca.
That is correct, sir. Keep it going.
Not to be confused with Medina, which is also a holy city. But I think Mecca is the burial place of the Prophet Muhammad.
I believe so.
Also, to our, Islamic brethren who are listening, Ramadan should be starting pretty soon in the end of April. Assalamu alaikum.
Impressive what they pull off during those times. Man.
It is, yeah. So, when I think about that, you remember Hakeem Olajuwon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he was a
fantastic rocket.
Yeah, he's one of the greatest centers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Dream was a Muslim. And they would have games during Ramadan. And so he would essentially fast from sunup to sundown. And some of those times he would need like an IV during the game because he had been in the middle of fasting and praying. And yeah, just incredible.
Crazy, right?
And then go out and drop, 25
still
and 10.
Still be Hakeem Olajuwon.
Just be fucking amazing.
So Hakeem played for the Rockets, but he also got traded at the very end to, was it the Raptors? He played for two teams before he ended his career.
Oh, man. I only remember Hakeem
as a Rocket. I mean, that was the majority of his career, was the Rockets.
Yeah, it's basketball references.
Okay.
Because...
Well, you're not... Ooh, an entertainment guy.
I only remember Hakeem as, one of the greatest Rockets of all time.
Understandable.
And he was. He was like Mr. Rocket.
I also remember when he watched...
Got dunked on by Kevin Johnson.
Yeah, he did. Toronto in 2001, 2002. Okay. Very good.
Look at me there. My NBA knowledge.
Look at you. but yeah, I remember when he lost the MVP to David Robinson and then just proceeded to eviscerate him on the court.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's the dream.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do.
He's amazing.
He was.
He really was an amazing basketball player. The things he could do.
One of the best.
Yep.
His footwork is incredible. His defensive ability was second to none.
I mean, if you think about it, just his pure presence while down on the paint there. I mean, he honestly, people really did not go up against him.
You know, how could you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, that's my opinion. Entertainment Pie.
Jesus Christ.
You got this.
Do I?
I'm not too sure because I don't even have this.
Okay.
Who portrayed the demolitions expert in The Guns of Navarone?
Navarone! Oh, shit. That's not Gregory Peck. It's David... It's David Niven.
It is David Niven.
Sir James Bond.
Put a pie in that shite.
And, yeah. Well, hold on. I got this.
Huh?
He was James Bond, wasn't he? In Casino Royale?
David Niven's has never played James Bond. In Casino Royale?
Let's
pull that up.
Call up the IMDb on David Niven.
Are you talking about the original James Bond in Casino Royale?
I'll wait.
Oh, boy.
Because I think it's him.
Casino Royale. Boy, I might just lose here. Well, if I type in...
Not Daniel Craig.
No, I know that. But I'm thinking the original... Casino Royale. Of course, the first one that pops up is, of course, the 2006 version.
Of course. As well it should.
You know, this is dumb. I should go through IMDb.
Why am I going
through Google? Thank you, International Movie Database, for providing us with awesome stuff. Casino.
But anyway, Guns of Navarone is a fantastic movie, and I encourage all of our listeners to watch it.
I lost.
You lost?
Right off the bat, pops up David Niven's. David Niven's, Sir James Bond. Wow. Well played, sir. I bow down and knock your knuckles there. Well played, sir.
I know you know.
Wow.
Tons of knowledge about James Bond. So.
Dude, I didn't even realize it. But now, I mean, so I'm looking at this cast. Peter Sellers is Evelyn Tremble. Ursula Anders is Vesper Lynn. So she played two different James
Bond. Two different Bond chicks.
So she's in Dr. No also.
Mm-hmm.
Orson Welles is Lashif. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Ursula Anders is gorgeous.
Oof. Dr. Noah James Bond is Woody Allen.
Yeah. I mean...
I mean, definitely going to. I'm a Bond. I'm a James Bond.
I need you to be less. You
know, I would like a martini, but definitely not. No.
Is Woody Allen Rain Man?
He does. Doesn't he have a little Rain Man qualities? I mean, he does.
I'm gonna roll again.
Dare I say, sir, you are one pie away.
Don't say any damn thing.
I'm not saying a damn thing, sir. Oh my bad. What was I thinking? Saying things at all? My God. What do we have here? We have here...
We're on art literature.
Let me grab a question here.
Ah, go for it.
Who... Oh, wrong one.
Jesus.
Where did... Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Where did Phileas Fogg... I'm hoping I'm saying that right.
Oh, yeah. Around the World in 8 Days.
Where did he begin his trip?
Began and ended in London.
That is correct.
Yeah. All
right. Well played. Begin and end his trip. Yep, well done.
Is that in the question?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Do you work for Trivial Pursuit?
I do not. But
have you been writing their questions all this time?
I have read around.
You son of a bitch. Cheetah!
I have read Around the World in 80 Days a few times.
I think I saw the Jackie Chan movie.
It's good, though.
What is it? Is Jackie Chan like Peter Gargan or something? Is that English guy? I don't remember his name.
I don't remember his name.
Jackie Chan was in it. All I know.
So when I think of my mom bought me, my sister and I, these great illustrated classics when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that was one of them.
Oh, cool.
Around the World in 80 Days. And I always saw Phileas Fogg as this guy with a blonde mustache and beard, and he always looked rather douchey.
Yes.
Yeah, that one, Heidi, The Count of Monte Cristo, and A Tale of Two Cities.
Okay, I loved Count of Monte Cristo.
I love The Count of Monte
Cristo. That is a great, there's not a lot of books I've actually read.
Yeah.
And that one being a long fucking book.
It's a long fucking book.
I actually read.
It's a great book.
And I loved the movie even along with it.
It's one of my favorites.
So good.
Yeah.
Who knew Jesus Christ would be amazing? Edmond Dantes.
Yeah.
Just saying.
One, two.
And then who knew Edmond Dantes' son would grow up to be Superman?
Who knew?
What the fuck? we are on Sports and Leisure.
Sports and Leisure suits.
Yes. I have to find the right one. Yeah. Oh, here we go.
I got like five cards in front of you. So.
I know, but I don't even know where we're at with these.
I don't even know where we're at. Undisclosed location.
What's known as the Queen's drink?
The Queen's drink. Wow. I don't know, man.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
The Queen's drink. Is it? I mean, it's not pie, so. Is it a Bloody Mary?
It is a Bloody Mary.
All right.
You can say it once, but don't say it three times in a bathroom with the doors closed. It's bad news.
That's not what you want.
That's not what you want. I've heard bad things.
Yeah. Oh, Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary. There you
Actually,
go.
Actually,
they are quite delicious.
My brother-in-law makes a mean Bloody Mary.
Does he now? What does he make it with?
I don't know. It's a family secret.
Ah, family secrets. Yes.
But so I remember he used to run a restaurant over in Tempe.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to take to get one of my master's degrees, I had to take a test over in at ASU because they wouldn't proctor it anywhere else.
Okay.
So I was really
Did you take the test inside a restaurant? Because, you know, the customer is never wrong.
Yeah. Ooh. So that would help. So I'm freaking out
I
about
I can't claim that joke.
I'm Sorry. Freaking out about this test because, you know, I second guess myself sometimes, and mm-hmm. I wasn't quite sure on the subject of the test. And so I took it, and you know, I went over to his restaurant, and he made me a Bloody Mary because it was still, I mean, I had to take the test from, I don't know, like 7 to 10 in the morning.
Okay.
It was a long-ass test. I mean, essay after essay after essay. And he made me, it was like, it's 10:30, maybe you should have a morning drink. And so he made me a Bloody Mary. And
nice.
It was great. And I ended up getting, you know, doing very well. And yeah.
On the test?
Yeah.
After the Bloody Mary or before?
Before.
Before.
Yeah. But I did defend my my dissertation in a suit jacket, shirt, tie, and gym shorts because it was...
Video?
It was video, so...
I love it.
I was like...
That was one of my best interviews I ever got. That was one of my best interviews I ever did that I didn't get the job.
Yeah.
But it was like a very... for lack of a better way... The guy told me he wasn't going to hire me, and I'm sitting there in I think I was in swimming trunks, to be honest. Swimming trunks, a white shirt, a fabulous tie, and my black jacket, it was a charcoal pinsuit jacket.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, you know what? I really want to hire you, but it's dumb to hire you. I go, why? He goes, you should honestly be doing my job.
Wow.
And I was like, really? Like total ego shot. He goes, why are you even applying for this job? You're better than this man. And it was honestly the best kick in the ass I ever had.
Mm-hmm.
and which actually led to me looking into the job I'm in actually now. So yeah. Thank you very much to Dustin. Yeah, I believe you were in Nevada last time we talked, so you don't know it, but you actually helped me realize something about myself I didn't really think about. So I appreciate that.
Bet you're a badass motherfucker.
I'm a badass.
I don't need shit from anybody.
Alrighty.
You're cool runnings.
I'm cool runnings.
You're a badass motherfucker.
I'm a badass motherfucker.
Shit from nobody.
I think shit of a motherfucker.
That's right. Juan Nariz.
Oh, my father's going to kill me.
He might.
All right. You're dancing around that last pie, bro.
It's actually on your side.
It is on my side. Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Talcum powder bone dice is actually on your side.
All right.
I'm actually surprised this is the last
one. You need two. Oh, three. Well, let's roll again.
Oh, yeah. It is. Thank you.
No, that's what we need. Nope, that's not what we need.
History?
History it is.
History. History.
I'm pretty sure you're going to get this.
Uh-huh.
Weirdly enough, continuing on with presidents.
Damn.
Who declared, I am not a crook?
Richard Nixon.
Let me just check to be honest. Yes, it is the
Tricky Dick Nixon.
Tricky Dick Nixon. I like listening to shit.
I will roll that a game.
Get a two. Get this game over with. Two!
Oh, God.
Science and Asia Pie. And yes, you are going to do this one. Here we go. I want you to get this.
Because
this would be a second time.
It would. I'm really excited about this.
You know this. Of all the school you and I have done together.
Okay.
In fact, I remember asking Miss Cobb one time.
Wow, that's
a
long time ago.
She had a picture posted in our
sixth
grade classroom. And I walked up and I said, is that Jesus? Okay.
Uh-huh.
And she sat there and said, it's whoever you think it is. Who do you think it is? And I go, I think it's Jesus. All right.
I don't remember this conversation.
I'm pretty sure I just gave you the answer, but fuck it.
It's Jesus?
Like every religious question, duh. Whose image is alleged to be...
Come on, man. You can't do that. In the Shroud of Turin, that's Jesus.
No, it's Christ. God damn it, you got it wrong. Same guy. You want me to give you a different one?
Yeah, give it a real question.
But honestly, I actually asked that to Ms. Scott because that was a very thought-provoking question. I'm sitting there looking at it. I studied that thing. You know, this picture she put up? And I was like, well, it doesn't look like any of the pictures.
It's because it's not him.
Oh, that was garbage.
Yeah.
Because
it was made, 400 years after he died. Damn it, carbon dating.
Ooh, I don't know this one.
Oh, fuck.
You know this one. What age is adolescence considered to end at?
18.
Sir, congratulations. You have beaten the game without me taking one turn once again. History has been repeated twice. Well done, sir.
El Hazy IPA.
Hazy IPA.
I feel like
blueberry wheat style beers are your thing, sir.
I feel like I've reached Elysium, and now I must I must get the fuck out.
You must get the fuck out. You are in how would they describe it? As Norwegians call it, Nohan. What the fuck is it called? I don't know.
What?
It's like we just talked about it earlier, where the gods in the Nohan, they die and they go to.
Oh, Valhalla?
Valhalla. They
yeah, I haven't died yet.
But, I mean, good point.
I've come close a few times. But.
Nah, but you're not dead right now. You're good.
No, okay. Still here.
Yeah. One, two, three. Oh, good. They're still here. Yeah, they count my balls. Sorry.
Man, I'm that.
Twice, sir. Twice. Recorded.
You know,
twice.
My father's never done that.
We gotta call Dad.
I'm gonna call him.
Oh my God! You should call Dad right now.
While it's recording?
We are right now in a show, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna call him.
This is nuts.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional right there.
Are you really?
He's never done that.
Wow.
By
the way, drinking.
You're drinking. A son. You know, most of our life we spend trying to get.
You gotta put him on speaker.
We just spend trying to get our father's approval of things, and it's hard.
It's crazy, right?
It is. I hope he answers, and I hope he's not drunk.
Well, he must be playing. There he is.
Yeah, that's him. Hey, Pop. Hey, you're never gonna believe this.
What?
Well, one, you're on Trivial Drinks right now.
Hey, hello to all the fans of Trivial Drinks.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad.
So Trayback must be there too.
Huh? Oh yes, sir. How you doing?
Good, thank you. And how's my Batman?
Oh, he's doing great. So great that he just repeated history twice. He went through. I didn't take one turn and beat all of Trivial Pursuit in one shot.
Oh, my goodness gracious, Matt. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Thanks.
Oh, man. I don't even know what to say. That's fantastic. But it's a good feeling.
It's a great feeling. I owe it all to you, so... Thanks, Bob.
No. Jimmy, weren't you there when Daddy did it?
I think I was there when Dad originally did it.
No, we weren't even alive when Dad did it.
What? Are you sure?
That was with Tony and his
wife. Oh, that was with Tony. Yeah. I remember hearing this story.
Yeah, that was with, like, the beak and everybody, but... isn't that a terrible nickname? The guy had a huge nose, so they called him the Beak.
Well, I mean, if it fits, I'm just saying. You
know? If the shoe fits, wear it. But yeah, I just I need to call you on air because I did it, Pop.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ben, and I knew it was just a matter of time. You are not only the heir apparent, you've gone way past what I ever did. So congratulations. I think that's wonderful news.
I'm proud of you, man.
And thanks for sharing it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pop. I'll bring your groceries by tomorrow.
Okay, I'm gonna, when I finish dinner here, I'm gonna go get a kilt lifter and I'll drink that to your success.
Thanks, Pop. We love you.
Love you, Dad.
Love you guys. Thank you, Batman. Love you, Jimmy Mac. Take care.
Will do, sir.
Love you guys.
Bye. Love you guys. All right, bye.
Yeah, so that's my dad. Who
that is the originator of
who made all this possible.
Gangster. This is all his fault.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for sharing in that. I'm really proud. This time more than the first time. I don't know why.
It's two. We've done it twice, bro.
But.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Let's.
Let's go ahead, guys, and we'll sign off from here.
Yeah,
Matt has done something that we've been doing since we were kids, but he's gone through and done it, and he's surpassed for obviously something that he's thought that was possible, but he's actually achieved the possible. God knows, I mean, this is within the first 40 of our shows. Which tells me he's probably going to do it a couple hundred more times.
You know? Wow.
Well, there's a lot of beer out there to be drank.
There's
and
a lot of beer out there.
A lot of trivial questions to be answered. So,
but what we want to make sure is that you're being safe. Please Absolutely. Be safe. Call a rideshare device. Call a friend. Taxi. Stay on someone's couch. But please take care of yourselves. Wash your hands, obviously.
Yep.
And also, you know, just be good people.
You know, take the time to enjoy yourselves. I mean, at this point in time in our lives, we are, for lack of a better way, being given the time to spend a lot of time with our friends, with our family, you know, being safe. Pull out that old board game, like Trivial Pursuit. Enjoy yourselves. Have fun. Play some Sorry. Play some Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shoot some ladders. Whatever it is. But enjoy your time with your friends. Enjoy your time with your families. And remember, those times are what really makes who we are who we are. All right? We love you guys. Keep safe. And be responsible.
Yep. See you later.
How are we going, guys?
Bye.
I'm really proud of you.